Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The right fielder, Norm Miller. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kurt Pulfari. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Bryant. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tug McGraw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tug McGraw. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McGraw. Wynn moves to second. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on McGraw. Wynn scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett moves to third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garrett scores. Boswell moves to second. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bryant for a passed ball. Boswell moves to third. Jones moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rader. Boswell scores. Jones moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn throws the ball into Morgan, who tags Martin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jones scores. Cranepool moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Otis reaches second base with a double. Crane Pool scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is walked intentionally. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. McGraw reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Harrelson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Mets. Jim Ray now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-1 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Harrelson scores. McGraw moves to third. Agee moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Mets. Wade Blasingame now pitching. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bulfari scoops it up and throws to first, with Blasingame covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. Bulfari reaches third base with a triple. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Alou reaches second base with a double. Bulfari scores. It's 6-2, Mets. Don Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant strikes out. Two outs. Wade Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Martin reaches second base with a double. Cranepool moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Otis is walked intentionally. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. one out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Mets. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rader moves to second. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Palfari is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 4. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn who is chasing the ball. Garrett reaches third base with a triple. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boswell strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Jones is walked intentionally. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryant hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 4. The Mets will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, AG hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Mets. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Menke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Menke moves to second. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Menke moves to third. Rader moves to second. Nolan Ryan now pitching. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing shortstop. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Mets. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bulfari juggles the ball. That's an error on Bulfari. Otis moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson is walked intentionally. Ed Charles pinch hits for Nolan Ryan. Dooley Womack now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Cal Kunz now pitching. Johnny Edwards pinch hits for Don Bryant. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Geronimo pinch hits for Dooley Womack. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geronimo for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Astros 5. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Edwards now catching. Skip Gwynn now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 3 walks. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bulfari juggles the ball. That's an error on Bulfari. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 3 walks. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boswell moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Boswell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-5, Mets. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader is hit by the pitch. Wynn moves to third. Torres moves to second. Marty Martinez pinch runs for Doug Rader. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. Wynn scores. Torres moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-6, Mets. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Astros 6. The Mets will come to bat. Marty Martinez now playing third base. Danny Coombs now pitching. Gary Geiger now playing center field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Geiger moves to second. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-4 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 11-7, Mets. Julio Gatte pinch hits for Danny Coombs. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coombs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Astros 7. The Mets will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and three walks. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Boswell strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and three walks. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rod Gasper pinch runs for Cleon Jones. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gladding fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Astros 7. The Astros will come to bat. Rod Gasper now playing left field. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. he's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 11, and Houston Astros, 7. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.